bit blinding. What you got?
What were your takeaways from the defensive performance on Monday?
It's a good way to put it, takeaways. Yeah, I mean, you get five takeaways in a game, plus a turnover on downs. I mean, that had a lot to do with keeping the score down, had a lot to do with getting the win in that game. And it wasn't just all the same thing. I mean, we had a combination of interceptions and forced fumbles and things like that. So did enough to win the game.
Ellerby, a matchup thing with, to get a more physical presence with Lynch, or is that the way you're leaning moving forward?
Well, it's probably more the way we're leaning to get him or leaning going forward. You know, he had a lot of things we liked. It just, you know, wasn't an overnight thing getting him in there. But he's worked really hard at it, and I think it showed in the game. He's a tough inside run defender, used his hands well, was active, stepped up, made a big tackle for a loss in that game. You know, just like any other player, still got a long way to go. But I like the way he's trending, and we think that he can help us going forward.
Jim, how close is Sidney Jones, just based on what you've seen in practice, to being ready to play?
I don't know. That's really not me. That's not for me to say. I know mentally and technique-wise and things like that, he's trending the right way. I mean, but let's not mistake what we're doing for brain surgery or anything. I mean, you know, I mean, he's been around since OTAs. He should know what to do. And, you know, he's worked really hard for the opportunity if that comes. I'm very confident that he'll be ready.
Doug, I mean, Jim, what's your theory on press versus off? I mean, do you like it the guy to do whatever he feels comfortable in, or do you have a system that you go in and how you want them to play each matchup, each game?
Yeah, we mix it up. You know, every player's a little bit different. Every opponent's a little bit different. Every defensive scheme's a little bit different. So we mix it up.
What's the significance of that to you?
I don't know. 13 wins, 2 losses. You know, I mean, hey, stopping the run's great, but if you're the number one run defense and you're giving up 600 yards a game passing, I mean, it's hard to put that on a badge or something. You know what I mean? It's like our job's to allow less points than we score. And anything else after that is, I mean, it's like figure skating. You know, it's the artistic interpretation or something. You know, I mean, it's those things that need to be judged. It always cracks me up. I watch Olympic sports, and you see, like, those ski jumpers. You know, and you think, like, man, that's awesome. They fly through the air, and who can go the farthest is the winner. But it's not just who can go the farthest. There's somebody that judges whether their skis were straight or something like that. Man, just go the farthest. And that's what we're trying to do.
As a follow-up to that,
didn't make sense.
In the playoffs, like, you'll see one of the top rushing offenses, looks like one of the top running backs. How important is that rushing defense going to be in that first playoff?
Well, I do think that, I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, because stopping the run is obviously something that's important to you going forward, but it's part of the game. It's like rushing the passer. It's like playing pass defense. It's tackling. I mean, it's just part of what we do. I do think that playoff time, the ability to stop the run can be a big thing, because, and particularly because we're going to be playing games here at the Link, and maybe it's nasty weather. Not every game in January is ideal conditions. And sometimes it's tough to throw the ball. And, you know, we've all been around games like that, and teams have to lean more on the run game. So I think it can be important going forward. I don't mean to make light of it. I'm not a big stat guy. I mean, I just, whatever it takes to win the game, you know, we're happy to do. And if that means, you know, playing it the way we played Sunday or playing it the way we played the week before, they both wins count the same.
Jim, one of the characteristics of this defense seems to be, especially the last few weeks, you've given up some plays early, and then it seems like in the fourth quarter or in the second half, they kind of get it together. And we saw in the Giants game at the end, and obviously the last few drives the other night, and in the Rams game. What kind of goes into that, just being able to, whatever happened before, kind of just let's get it together and play better?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of rely on what we do. We don't change a whole lot. That gives players a little basis to be able to make some corrections. We're not really a grab bag team when it comes to defensively, but I think that's just all about the players. And it's about their belief in each other, and it's about their belief in their teammates on the other side of the ball in special teams and offense that, that they can go get those things, straightened out in the course of the game. This is National Football League. There's going to be plays that you're going to give up. I mean, we're not playing high school football where, there's a state champ that's going to win 50-0 every week. There's going to be things that you're going to have to tighten up in the course of the game. There's going to have to be different things that you make adjustments to. And you have to be resilient over the course of a game and over the course of a season. I like our guys' attitude when it comes to all those things.
What do you tell Jalen Mills, speaking of which, about the slant and go and his aggressiveness? You don't want to temper it, but this has been a little bit of a problem
for him. Play smart, play with good technique. And I think if you do those things, then, everything else will take care of itself. Don't be overly aggressive, and then also don't be overly conservative. I mean, I think you can coach a guy into some bad things. Let me say that if we're murdering him for giving up a play, then all of a sudden he plays too soft and gives up a million plays in front. If we're murdering for giving up plays in front, then all of a sudden we get too risky on the outside part of the field. He's been a good player over the course of the season. He's been a competitive player, and he's bounced back from a lot of things. They tested him after that. I mean, they came back with that same play. He took it completely away, played it perfectly. And it wasn't – I mean, everything sort of – I mean, Jalen was at the point of attack with that. We didn't have great safety play on that play, and we had a blitz on that play. We didn't pressure the quarterback enough. I mean, he was under a little bit of duress, but if somebody wins their rush a little bit sooner, maybe we're not talking about Jalen. So it's a team game, and I think we can't. And when we give up a touchdown on a play, it's not just one individual. It's on the whole defense. So I think we have to look at it that way also.
When you look at also Jalen put on the other side with Ronald, he had kind of a tough game against the Giants, came back, and obviously had the key interception. Against Oakland. What does it say about his ability to bounce back from that type of thing?
That's part of the job description for a corner. My analogies don't always sit with the players because I used to compare it to covering Michael Jordan on the basketball court. You can play great defense and give up 20, and he's going to score. If you go into the tank because he had a fall away jumper, you're in the wrong business. I have to change my. Then I changed it to Kobe, and now I got to change it again. I don't. Maybe it's Steph Curry. I can't keep up with basketball enough with the generations. But I think that is you have to be, And I think it goes a little bit to Les's question. If you overreact to the play before, whether in a conservative way or an aggressive way, I think you're in the wrong business. You have to trust your technique, and there's going to be some plays to go make. There's world-class athletes on the outside part of the field. I don't think there's anything harder than playing corner in the NFL. You have to be able to backpedal with guys that are Olympic-class speed guys. You have to be able to step up and tackle big running backs like Marshawn Lynch. You have to take on pulling offensive linemen. You have to be able to play the ball down the field when they're not throwing it to you. I mean, the job description's tough, and you're not going to play a perfect game every game. I think one thing I would say about Darby, he did make that interception that set up the win. That was big for us. Two plays he made on wide receiver screens I think were more impressive plays. He was one-on-one, and they had a blocker out in front of an offensive lineman. And he was able to get that guy on the ground both times. And if he doesn't play those plays as well as he played, we might give up touchdowns on both of those. And that probably went below the radar a little bit, because he intercepted that ball in the end and gave us a chance to win. But those plays were every bit as important in keeping that score down and keeping us in the game.
Derek Barnett's play over the last month. Are we seeing he's never played this many games now in his entire career. Is this typically what we see out of rookie defensive ends that play a lot?
Yeah, I don't know if you put it on that because he hasn't played every snap even over the course of early in the season. And his reps were down in this last game. When he's been on the field, He's found a way to make plays, including that last play of the game. I mean, I know it probably didn't count very much, but you know, those are things that, you know, both him, all our defensive ends don't play every rep, but when they're out there, they can play. It's something we have to manage with any player, and Derek does a really good job. He has a little bit more of a mentality of a veteran player. But it's one of the reasons we rotate those guys up front, is so that we can try to mitigate the long season on those guys. It's tough when you're outweighed by 50 and 60 pounds and you get contact on every single play. You know, this defensive lineman, it's a tough long season. And your most important games are games that are played late in the season. So, you know, he's been working through that. It's unusual for him. But, you know, it's not any different than any other rookie.
Just follow up on the reps thing. Fletcher's reps have been down this year, I guess, maybe on purpose. But he played more in this past.
Yeah, not the last couple games they haven't.
Yeah. So, I mean, was the idea going into the season to keep him down and then ramp him up towards the end of the season, or was it just
well,
the situation?
I think it's sort of the way that it worked. I mean, we do want to try to keep guys fresh over the course of a game and over the course of a season, but late in the season you start dealing with a lot of other things. Maybe it's injuries to other players in your group. Maybe it's the nature of a game. You know, maybe it's the number of snaps you play in a game. Against the Giants, we played a million snaps in that game. It was easy to get anybody's snap count up in that one. We had some games early in the season where we played, I mean, you guys would have to look, but seemed like we played like 45 snaps or 50 snaps in those, and you know, and then you know, everybody's wondering, well, where are the reps coming from? Well, we didn't play that many, but you know, I do think that as you get into different games and you get closer to the end than the beginning, guys like Fletch can play a few more snaps in a game.
Jim, Chris Long, but did you have any? It seems like he's playing his best football later in the season, which I would think would be unusual for an older guy, 32 years old. What have you seen from him? And is that accurate? Does he seem to be playing at his best now?
I think he's played consistent over the course of the year. He's a consistent guy. He's consistent in his preparation. He's consistent physically, does a good job in practice. He's a great role model. We talked about Derek. He's a great role model for a guy like Derek. He's been a big addition to not just our defensive end group and our defensive line room, but he's been a big addition to our defense. And, you know, some of the plays he's made, these forced fumbles, have really been, you know, game-changing type plays. You know, with the Rams play, the Chargers play. You know, they were driving the ball early in that game, and Chris not only got the sack but was able to get that takeaway. He's got a little bit of a knack for that, and that's been a big contribution this year.
As a follow-up to the Barnett question, the development of the other rookies, what are you seeing? Nate Gary, Elijah Qualls, Douglas, the other rookies on your side of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to itemize all of them, but Russell has been there when he's been called on. There was a couple times in this game where we had guys step out. Jalen Mills was cramping, had some injury things in this game, and, you know, that game was close. They were in a plus territory, and Russell stepped out, and, you know, and maybe a lot of people didn't even know he was out there. He's made the plays that have come to him this year, and I think he's made good progress. You know, Nate Gary started off the season on the practice squad, moved into a role, and he's become a more dependable player. I really can't speak for anything other than defense, but I know that if he had to play, we'd have the confidence be able to put him in the game. And Qualls has played some snaps for us this year because of some of our injury situations. So all that will benefit those guys going forward. Did I miss anybody? That's it.
You know, Patrick Robinson has played inside before, but most of his career has been outside. When you made the decision to put him inside this summer, I mean, what was your thought process, and were you confident he'd be able to play this well?
Yeah, you know, I think he's – I mean, I liked what he did there in San Diego and Indianapolis. He played inside, and he's a good complement to the other guys. You know, like Malcolm plays in there a significant portion of the time. Patrick is a different kind of player, and it gives us the ability to – when we have, maybe a smaller, quicker guy – we can use Patrick in there. When we have a bigger, more physical guy, we can use Malcolm. He's a good complement to the other guys. He's played some good quality snaps outside for us this year, too. You know, starting in that first game when Darby went down, he went in and played some good quality outside snaps for us. But he's really sort of taken that nickel spot and given us good consistent play there. And his takeaway, I think that was our first one in the game. You know, that was even though I don't think we got any points off of that, from a momentum standpoint, from a feeling of the game, a confidence of the game, that was a big play.
Take one more down front. How do you look at this upcoming three games, 3 weeks, which you won't have a quote unquote meaningful game for 3 weeks from a defensive perspective, and the best way to kind of handle your side of the ball?
Yeah, they're all meaningful for us. Every time they put it down, it's our job to go play. So I think our message to the players, I know other people are, taking a step ahead. The Dallas Cowboys give us enough to challenge us and to keep our focus on this week. And I've liked our ability to do that over the course of the season. Our players do a good job staying in the moment and that week and not getting ahead of ourselves, not looking forward or not looking past, certain challenges or bye weeks or anything else. We need to continue doing that as we go forward. Let's concentrate this week on the Dallas Cowboys. And then after that, let's let all the, we'll take that next challenge after that one comes. But I like our personality that way. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.